It is 9:46, and I do believe we have Coach Donnie Bostwick with us here on the line. Coach, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing today, Tom?
I'm doing great. Now, you're the basketball coach out there at Oklahoma Wesleyan University, but today we're going to maybe put basketball a little bit on the side. We've got something new to talk about today, don't we?
Yeah, we're really excited about this opportunity. We're planning on doing a mission trip. Our basketball team does one every year, and we're going to the Maldives, and that was canceled because of COVID. And so we've tried to figure out what could we do instead. And, you know, we thought about that, and we decided to bring a mission trip to our own city. With everything going on right now, I think everybody, you know, could use that.
I think you're right. I mean, there's no better place on earth to visit than Bartlesville, but the need is universal, and the need is indeed right here, Coach.
Yeah, we're focusing on getting rid of fear, anxiety, panic, and depression. I was honestly fasting over about a six-month period going into January, and staying up late one night listening to a message, and I fell asleep, and in the middle of the night I got woke up, and a message was in my ear talking about these four things: fear, anxiety, panic, and depression were going to come and going to attack us at a level we haven't seen. And I was like, I knew God was speaking to me about that, and I didn't know what to do besides just kind of keep following down this road. And I felt like he was telling me to bring, especially our youth, to a field. And we do Fields of Faith with FCA. And we had a number of kids, you know, receive Christ during that time. But we were looking at what could I talk about that would be a field, you know. And so it worked out. Obviously, I figured out in March, whenever we were setting in a great situation, just to, you know, won our first round of the national tournament, and we had got sent home because of COVID, and I realized, you know, fear, anxiety, panic, and depression was coming, and, you know, it's just gotten worse, and our youth had to deal with it, and a lot of, you know, things that stem away from that, such as addictions or suicidal thoughts or maybe eating disorders, all kinds of things that, you know, our youth and our families need help with. And we went out and focused everything on that and brought in some really some of the biggest artists in Christian music with We Are Messengers, one of the top female artists, and Leanna Crawford.
Wow.
Kaylee Abel, who was on the Voice Finals last year, and she's head of ORU Worship, and she's starting a professional career. Another artist, Aaron Michaels' band, who was Tulsa Music's Newcomer of the Year. I had the single of the year and new Christian artist of the year, also coming in. And even one of our local artists here in Bartlesville is making his debut. His name is Bobby Wade, and he's starting his career off as well. So on top of that, we have two or three of the best FCA speakers in the state coming in and going to be sharing as well about how they've been set free of addictions and issues in life, and how, you know, the biggest thing right now, I believe, is fear, and how can we help kids, and how can we help youth and our families focus on getting rid of fear, and freedom replacing fear is our focus.
Wow, this is amazing. Now, you mentioned a field, and the field would be right here in Bartlesville, correct?
Hey, man, is it a beautiful field? We're talking downtown, the new venue, Unity Square. Beautiful outdoor amphitheater, so it's a social distancing safe environment where you can spread out, bring a chair, stay around your cars, however you would like to do it. We'll have food trucks and everything. The event actually begins with some, we talk to the churches, and we're working with K-Life, and we're working with the Rock Ministry about bringing some activities out for the youth to take part in, like 4 to 5 p.m. And then the music begins at 5 and just keeps going throughout the night up until 10 o'clock with obviously different artists. And like I said, food trucks will be out, and just should be a great evening. Like, it's a free event. I'm just focused on trying to help our community.
You know, you were talking about fear and anxiety and all kinds of things that terrible things that invade us. It sounds like this is the perfect setup, and you've really done your homework, and you've really partnered with all the right folks here to make this happen. As long as you're engaged in the Lord and engaged with the activities that help you uplift and reassess, I think that's a pretty good recipe here for getting back on track.
You know, I think you're right there. If you want to start somewhere, you want to start, within. And are we focused on, with even the racial situations and the Unity Square? What a great place for our community to come together and just focus on helping each other. The artists that are coming in and the speakers have all dealt with issues in life, and they've been set free of that. And they just want to come out and help. Their music is focused on that, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I believe, and a great opportunity to finally get out and get to do something, outdoor-wise, that will be pretty special, I believe, for our community.
I think so, too. I mean, I can imagine, the veil of gloom just being lifted there, and once you get the chance to smile, to hear some joy, the joy can really fill that void that's been empty for such a long time, and a lot of good things start with a happy heart, and what a great way to get that heart beating in the right rhythm than having an event such as this. Hats off to you, Coach. This sounds wonderful.
Well, I'll be honest. It could be put together by me if it wasn't put on my heart by God, I believe. And there's been a lot of effort and time put into this and everything. I really believe it's going to be a worthwhile opportunity for people to come out. And we are messengers. I don't know if a lot of people in there was a 2019 K-Love Fan Artist of the Year. Mm-hmm. And they're one of the, a really unique group that plays to almost every age and every genre. Really, really special group that really focuses on trying to help people. Leanna Crawford as well. She really has an outreach for young ladies and looking at image and how people... sometimes, I think the world just tells young ladies that their image has to be a certain way, and it really ends up putting a lot of issues and stuff on people and they struggle with. And she's really got a ministry in that area that I think will really help a lot of, not only young ladies, but young men as well. I really believe, like I said, each artist, each speaker, was basically hand chosen for a reason. And it's going to be just a special, special night, I believe.
It is. Can you tell folks again the date and time of our great event?
September 19th at 5 o'clock is whenever the music will begin. Mm-hmm. There'll be some youth events, and we've talked to all the churches in the community, like I said, K-Life and the Rock Ministry about getting some youth down there if they would like to take part in some activities prior to the beginning of the music and the speaking. And it'll just be running throughout the evening. It's a free event. Just bring your chairs, come out and enjoy some food at the food trucks, or bring your own food and just enjoy a free night of fellowship, an opportunity to truly just relax one evening and not think about all the issues going on, and hopefully be set free of a lot of that stuff.
That'll be great. That'll be great. When you reassessed your mission with your team and everything, this was so spot on. So I get the feeling that message was directed right at your heart, just as you have taken it to heart and put it into, you've implemented it and making it a reality. That's amazing.
Like I said, it's been an interesting journey that I can just look back and see confirmation after confirmation of God doing some pretty awesome things and aligning things up. And a lot of these artists, they're $100,000 to bring in, and it's just some of the well-named artists. And these guys are actually doing this at a lower level cost just because they know it's a nonprofit, and they're also buying into the mission and what an opportunity to come out and help. And you can go to www.freedomfire2020.com, freedomfire2020.com for more information. And if you'd like to in any way support or be a sponsor, you can contact me off the website and help us in sponsoring this event. We're trying to make it special and not just a small event with the least amount. We're going and really dreaming big. We're bringing an LED wall out for the background to really make the event, be top of the line.
Wow, it sounds like it. You know, it sounds like this is a can't-miss situation here, folks. You're going to have to come out to the event on September 19th. And I know we're doing this for COVID, and I know that we're doing this to help a lot of people who are feeling down and really trying to get their life back and get the feeling of vibrance back into their souls again. Is there any possibility, Coach, that this could wind up being an annual event?
You know, I really do believe it could be. I've actually have a chance of possibly doing another event over in Pryor next year and in Owosso as well. And, you know, I think anytime we're trying to help people and just do, especially with our community and our region, I mean, what a great opportunity to give back and be thankful for what we have. And, you know, I've got so many friends out there that like the Agape Mission that is constantly reaching out and helping the community. And, you know, we do a great job of giving back around here. And this is just a really timely event, I believe, an opportunity.
Coach Donnie Bostwick with Oklahoma Wesleyan University, kind of stepping a little bit outside of the role of basketball coach and now unveiling a great new opportunity for people to really get their hearts on fire and come away from depression or darkness or maybe even a little isolation with this blessed event that's coming up on September 19th, starting at 5:00 out there at the Tower Center at Unity Square. The name of the concert again for the folks who just tuned in and just heard a piece of this?
Freedom Fire 2020.
Freedom Fire 2020, yes, and you put the .com on it, and you can find it on the internet, and you can see everything that you heard about, and then you can take your time and really go through there and really get a good look at what's happening and maybe perhaps how you can help. Coach, this has been a wonderful interview here to get this information out to the public, and we're going to keep, of course, telling people about it too as well. I want to thank you for being with us here, and maybe next time we can talk a little basketball.
Hey, there we go, Tom. I'm really excited about our team this year as well.
Tell us
but just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. We definitely we started our preseason workouts, and we've got everybody back, but one player who was a senior, Lance Tipton, from a team that, you know, reached the Sweet 16. So we did that with a really young team, and I'm excited because I believe we've added a few extra pieces to the puzzle and really got a group that just love each other and love going out and taking our team onto the court as a group of special guys that care about each other and try to do things the right way off the court as well. And so this is one of the things we try to do as a serving. You know, I think we always say, how do you elevate yourself? And that's by elevating others and serving others. So this is our chance.
Thank you very much, Coach. Appreciate it. And thank you for being with us today on the radio.
I appreciate all you guys do for the community. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you very much. Coach Donnie Bostwick with us by telephone today, right here on our Community Connection, right here on K1, the one you trust. Stay tuned. We've got news coming up from CBS Plus, our local news.